This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Leaders from some of the world's rich countries meet in Northern Ireland today for the annual Group of Eight Summit. They'll be talking what's come to be known as tax avoidance. British Prime Minister David Cameron calls it one of the key challenges facing the global economy. For more, we're joined live by Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Morning, Stephen.
Hello, David.
Big issue there. What is the plan?
A twofold plan, an attempt to lift the veil of secrecy, which allows some rich individuals and large corporations to dodge a great deal of tax. First of all, to persuade more financial centres to share information about their customers with tax authorities in different countries. And second, to try and make it clear exactly who or which company owns the assets that are stashed away in tax havens. Prime Minister Cameron says he set a good example. At the weekend, he persuaded 10 British tax havens, these are self-governing territories like Bermuda and the Cayman Islands, to go along with this approach. And he's hoping for the rest of the G8 to sign up to it too.
Because it's absolutely vital to tackling corruption, tackling tax evasion, and also the very aggressive tax avoidance, which is doing damage to our economies.
I have to ask, Stephen, what are the chances anything meaningful will come out of this summit?
Well, whatever does come out of it, it won't directly tackle the really big issue, the hot topic at the moment of large corporations like Apple and Google quite legally putting their profits through low-tax countries like Ireland. But Cameron supporters say a G8 agreement will be another blow against tax evasion and avoidance. And they say more transparency will bring even more public pressure onto big multinationals to pay their fair share of tax.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thank you very much.
Okay, David.